You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 2, Agree to Disagree.
Episode 3,
Agree to Disagree. Thank you for that.
I agree to disagree.
I'm Jason Eichler, and we're going to get into a lot of disagreement tonight, because we're talking about guns. But first, I'd like to introduce you to my beautiful pussy willows.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm Danica.
And I'm Keaton.
Danica sounded a little southern there. Danica.
I get told that a lot.
Really?
I think I have a southern twang secretly that I can't hear.
I like it.
Well, don't get me
drunk.
Well,
then you probably like guns if you're from the south, just like Bruce. So this is kind of a political episode of the Kardashians.
They're so current. And like,
as you can tell, the three of us are all really good at politics. So get ready.
Swans over here.
I know. So Bruce decides he wants to buy a gun because they've been having these prank phone calls, which I think happens with a lot of celebrities. Somebody will prank phone call and pretend to be the celebrity and be like, I'm trapped in my closet. Somebody's attacking me. And then like a SWAT team will show up. And I know it's happened to Miley Cyrus a couple times too. She's a blonde as well.
You guys actually have,
I know,
same
we have
haircut.
The same haircut. So. But so I kind of get, I get why he wanted to do something, but I think they have enough. They have enough money to hire a security team, right?
Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like, I don't know. The whole, it was like so back and forth, and I know everybody has their own views on guns and stuff. I personally, I really don't like guns, and it's just because, as we were all discussing earlier, we have all had a negative experience with guns or
yeah.
with some other type of weapon, so we all think we have a little bit of street cred to be talking about this.
I've had a little hood up in here.
I've had a gun pulled on me. Danica.
Yeah, we all have had
I had a switchblade pulled on me by my neighbor.
And then I had this gas station holdup situation in L.A. at night. Don't fill up your tank at night, ladies, by yourself.
Yeah.
Situation.
This is completely off topic, but one time a homeless man at a gas station tried to steal my Demi Lovato bracelet off of me.
So I love gas that it was Demi Lovato.
Oh, if I had, oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah. So we probably should all use guns, too.
No.
So Bruce tries to convince Chris of this, and they're at lunch, and he kind of brings up a good point that, like, if Kendall and Kylie at least are around guns, they'll feel safer with them. I don't know. I think it's important to be educated about it.
I think it's smart for their family because if you're, I mean, pretty girls in general already have stalker problems,
yeah.
but they're really in the public eye and they have all sorts of crazy stalker problems, I'm sure. So I think it's a good idea for them to have one for safety reasons and stuff. I just don't like how easy it is to get a gun that you can just waltz in and kind
and
of anyone can kind of get one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I feel like if they should have security or something. Pepper spray,
and
a
I feel
gun,
like Chris
taser or something.
Doesn't really listen to Bruce's argument. She's just instantly like shut off no, and I think he does have some valid reasons.
Well, and this is like one of the first, like a lot of times Chris and Bruce, like they bicker a lot almost every episode. You never really see them kind of in a loving situation.
Yeah.
This is the first time it really made me uncomfortable seeing them argue. Like they're both super passionate about like each of their views. And I think it was making the girl. It was funny.
I think it's good that Bruce didn't have a gun already.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I said that. I was like, no wonder Chris doesn't want a gun in the house. She'd be the first target. Like, if so, like
definitely.
Because everybody gets pissed at her. But I don't know. I don't think there is any necessity for a gun in the house. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that that family has security 24/7. So why have a gun?
But at the same time, in 2013, people are crazy.
I know people are cray.
I just saw The Bling Ring, so I know all about it. But
like, you're all about that movie. Yeah,
you don't know who could break in or not, so I kind of get it. But we do need to call Bruce out because he says it's my responsibility to protect my family. Bruce,
so why are you home?
You're living in Malibu, away from your family. If you really want to protect them, maybe you should spend some time with them. Just saying.
Bam.
Exactly. Preach he wants it, to be Jason. The man yeah. of the house. Be home and guard the house.
And be a
don't
man,
be
Bruce.
Off doing whatever. You think,
yeah.
I don't know. I just think it was really funny how Scott was at the shooting range.
Oh
I wanted
God.
To talk about that because I feel like that's something I would do is say something jokingly about a gun. Like, yeah, I'm going to hold it all gangster or something. Right. And have someone take it
away
so
from me.
Seriously.
I know because I
see
both sides. It's a gun. But at the same time, it's not like he was going to do anything.
I know, but like this is the thing when you are at a shooting range, like you go to a shooting range for like to be controlled. There are certain guidelines and certain rules for you to be able to use that weapon. And this is their first time. Like this guy doesn't know Scott. Like yeah, Scott's like you know a goofball
jokester.
And stuff, but he doesn't
See,
know
I
him.
Went, this is so white trash, but I've been to a shooting range before, and they let me hold it gangster style.
That's awesome. That's how I would want to hold it, or do some like Charlie's Angels like. Fake blow. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to go to a shooting range ever.
We'll go together. And then we'll tell you about it.
I know. It'll be fun.
I'll go play. I went play laser tag a couple weekends ago.
Ooh.
That was fun.
We
That's
go
the closest
paintball.
I want to get
like
to a gun.
Guns. So Rob and Scott both decide that they want guns because Bruce wants them. So it kind of trickles down to the males of the family.
I do not think they should have guns. I don't trust them as much.
Can we just talk about that conversation between Scott and Rob about getting a gun? They're just like looking online. They sounded like the biggest douchebags. It's like, yeah, I want a Glock. Like, oh, I'm gonna think I'm gonna get this. And it's just like,
but Rob's like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, and
but
like,
I want
I want one. Yeah, like, are you kidding me?
He just wants it, even though he doesn't know what it is.
But then I will give Rob credit for when he did go to like the gun training thing. He was very serious, and he was like saying, Bruce, don't pick up that phone, and Scott, pay attention. Like Rob was like, okay, this is something I'm interested in. This is something I think I need, so I'm gonna like. Get the most knowledge I can out of
but,
it.
But I mean, Rob, if Rob got shot, I'm sure it would bounce right off of him because he's kind of a heifer.
All of our fans are going to think we're really against fat people.
We're not.
And
just
we're
Rob.
Not. We just sound like we are sometimes with our
No,
comments.
Rob, but I just want Rob to get healthy.
I know. I think it'll happen.
He's
hopefully.
Very angry.
How funny was it, though, when Chris called Bruce in gun school? Because you can just hear her yapping in the background, and you know she was so pissed to call because. She
She's
wants Bruce to answer
him.
Whenever she calls, and then to find out he's in gun school after she just had this whole ordeal about how she thinks it's wrong.
I think Bruce just can't do anything right. No matter what he does, everyone's going to yell
but
at him.
But he
or
also
him.
Handles things poorly. Because I think if he would have actually tried to have a conversation, and I mean, because I'm on his team in this fight, but I think if he would have like tried to sit down and actually discuss it, it wouldn't be as dramatic as him, like, no, Chris, and then he just storms off like a little girl.
And I do agree with Chris that, like, he kind of was, he was sneaky in both instances with talking with Kendall and talking with Kylie, where to the point where Kylie was like, Dad, you're making me uncomfortable. Mom, like, you know, and going down, like, because
that
was
funny.
He was like, okay, Kylie, I really want you to go to this gun. And it's just like, Bruce, like, you have a wife. Like, those girls, if she's telling you she doesn't want anything to do with the gun, don't force her to
Well, and they're, like, little girls. I mean, even when Kendall was at the shooting range and was really uncomfortable, like, I get that.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he wasn't very understanding about that either.
And they're still young. I feel like they should be introduced to the gun once they graduate high school or something. And it could be, like, the parent role.
I would love to see
that.
Chloe at a shooting range.
Oh my gosh.
She would be funny.
She'd go cray.
Do you guys feel like the Kardashians is becoming the Bruce show lately?
Yes, there's
it's
so much
very
Bruce.
Focused on him this season.
And I don't really like Bruce that much. He doesn't really do it for me.
I'm okay with it. The thing that's bothering me a little bit is the I know Brody, it was a very Brody-centered episode last week, and that's kind of I don't know. It's just super awkward when Brody and Brandon are interacting. It just seems so staged. Like, absolutely. Like the whole golf scene today was just like, did you feed them their lines? It's like, Brody, this isn't The Hills or Laguna Beach. So,
but I feel like Brody too,
so staged.
If he's like on this show trying to like get his name back out there in the public eye, he's just making himself look like a little bitch because he's just like,
he is.
Oh my, he's so me and my dad don't have a relationship. This is the first time me and my dad have hung out. We've seen you hang out with your dad in the last three episodes.
It's him so whining and complaining the whole time to his brother.
You're still hot,
like,
Brody.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just everyone complain about Bruce's show.
Except for, it was really hot, too. I'm trying to remember what this quote was when Brody was talking to Bruce about guns. And he said, I don't know what he said, but it was super manly. I was just thinking, I'd like to see Brody with a gun.
Brody, me too.
I know.
I love Brody.
Brody's really hot. We're not against Brody being a part of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
We just want him to have a better storyline.
We just want him to be less pouty and shirtless.
Yeah.
Or at least I do.
I mean, don't we all? So next is when Bruce actually talks to Kendall about trying to get her to shoot guns. Or no, is it Kylie? Kylie's the one that didn't want
to
shoot the guns.
Kylie wanted nothing to do with it, and Kendall wanted to get out.
I thought that's so typical of like a high school kid. Like, mom, dad's telling me this, like trying to play your parents. Which is so funny. But then they get into it. Bruce and Chris get into it. And they're kind of bad parents toward Kendall and Kylie. Because I feel like you shouldn't fight like that in front of your kids if you're, like, disagreeing. Because it's putting them in a weird situation.
Oh, Kendall looks so awkward. Like, the camera kept cutting to her. And she was just like, And she was like, Dad, Father. Like, and, like, she was, like, trying to prevent the fight. It was like, it was like they're so used to these fights that they know what to do and what cards to play to try to avoid
them. Well,
and
she's like, you guys need to meet in the middle. Like, that's not her responsibility to referee her parents' fights.
Yeah.
It's sad. And they were forcing her to choose sides. Like, I feel like Chris was kind of like, why are you choosing your dad's side? You should choose with me.
Yeah. And, well, I feel like they're both very immature in how they go about it because they try to like, oh, I've got Kylie on my side. Well, I've got Kendall on my side.
Like, that's how they handle everything in that family, though. It's all like high school drama.
Chloe's the only one with like a level-headed. I guess Courtney kind of is, too.
I missed Courtney in this episode.
Drama. I know.
I really missed her. She's like one of my favorites now. And like, she was in this episode going down the stairs being like, no guns, Scott. And that was it. And I still laughed. Like, it was great.
She looked like Kim's legs.
Yeah, she was so adorable.
Funny. I'm trying to think if anything else happens. So Bruce and Kendall buy the gun. Anyways, which I didn't think Chris even agreed to let them buy it. But they buy it, and so they're hiding it, so...
I'm a grown man.
Maybe she'll find out now that she's watched the episode.
Yeah, maybe.
She's like, where is it?
She's like searching around. But I don't know.
Access denied.
I think it's good they addressed it on the show, though, because if they are having stalker problems, it kind of puts it out there like, watch out, everyone. The Kardashians have guns now.
They're packing.
The Kardashians have guns, guys. And we have a new website. Just trying to transition that in there. But if you go to AfterBuzzTV.com, which I'm sure all of you do, it's brand new and it looks great and it's way easier to maneuver around. And now when you click on every show, you can see pictures about what we've been talking about and you can go back and watch other old episodes. And Marissa, our handy dandy engineer, has been working her ass off on it.
Yes,
and we want you guys all to check it out because it's really cool. It looks really good, and it's just a lot easier for you to access and find all the information on us and the show and the Kardashians. So again, check it out, AfterBuzzTV.com.
Get it out.
So we've got to talk about Kim.
Oh, Kimmy.
Poor Kim.
Poor thing.
Because I feel like when you watch the Kardashians, you go from being like, God, Kim is absurd. And then you watch things like tonight and you're like, I feel so bad for her.
I do. I mean, how scary. Like, it all started with that phone call.
Yeah, so she gets the call from her lawyer saying that they're pushing back the divorce deposition to June or July.
Forever.
And we think this is around like March or April when this episode took place, correct?
They had like St. Patrick's Day cookies.
Oh,
on the good.
Table. Wow,
very observant. So her baby is due in July, which we're going to talk about the baby once we get to news and gossip. Don't worry. But so the baby's due in July. So to have like the court date around that is just shows what a douche Chris Humphries is. Am I right?
Yeah.
And they haven't even talked to each other at all, it sounds like.
She said she hasn't talked to Chris in a year and a half. And it's just like, come on.
And I think that's interesting, though, because I do think that if you don't talk to somebody, everything is so much more dramatic. And then when you're actually face to face, it's like, okay, this is still a person. I was still married to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just sign the papers and get it over with. It's been so much time since
they got married.
And I think
it's because, Chris, you're not relevant without Kim. So I think that's why he's holding on to it.
He's holding on to the last thread he can.
I mean, he's still a basketball player, obviously, but he's nobody in the public eye without Kim. Mm-hmm. He's just another basketball player.
It's the whole situation is kind of, it's just really sad, and I'm just,
well, and on top of that, so she's dealing with all this pregnancy issues, and so
the scary phone call to Chris from Chloe about, like, oh my God, Mom, like, Kim has just landed on a plane and needs to go to the hospital, and Chloe's like, I can't go, Mom, you need to go, and it's just, I mean, imagine being a mom getting that phone call.
Oh my God.
About, like, your pregnant daughter.
Especially
like,
when it's
terrifying.
Your money-making daughter.
Especially if she was on the plane, too.
That's what's really scary.
That's
she was
really
on the airplane.
Because is it? You can't I feel get like help it can't be that healthy to travel that much when you're pregnant.
No, and I'm sure she has a crazy schedule still while she's pregnant. And you shouldn't be stressed. You should be relaxing and eating and, you know, whatever pregnant
eating
people
whatever
do.
You want. So there was kind of a scare when she was at the hospital, too, because they weren't sure if the baby would have a heartbeat. And so that's scary. And we got to say, Kanye West has decided not to be on the show after he was on it and he got some, like, backlash for doing it. So he decided against it.
But it makes him look so bad.
Yeah, it's portraying him. He looks like such an asshole because you see Kim crying in the hospital and he could have been there in that scene, but we don't see him. So it's like you're making this pregnant girl go through all of this alone.
Well, and
it makes him look terrible. Yeah. Like, he's not there for his, you know, baby that's coming on the way. It looks like he's gonna be a deadbeat dad. I mean, he could totally be a great dad, but just because
the
he's
way
not
it's portraying
show,
him because he's not there
it looks like he's not around.
It's sad because a lot of the things I've read have you know people close to Kim and Kanye have said, you know, Kanye's the one person who's getting Kim through this. Like, he's the one, like, when all the tabloids about her being a whale and all, like, all of that stuff was coming out, he was the one person who did continue to make her feel confident and make her not care and be like, no, I'm a pregnant woman, I'm still beautiful. And so it is really sad that, like, he doesn't get that that image because of the show.
But I don't get why, if you're marrying a reality star and her whole family's in reality, just embrace it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he kind of should. And I've seen, he's been on the show before. The one episode I saw him and he made her throw away everything in her closet.
Yeah.
Though,
so. Yeah, well, that's when he got, like, all the, so then he decided not to do it. But I'm like, Kanye West, everybody thought you were a douchebag before the show started. It's not like it's, like, this eye-opening thing where we see, you know.
I feel like the show would maybe, like, give him
bring him down
to
earth a little.
Yeah. I don't know. But, so Kim, you know, she gets rushed to the hospital, or not the hospital, her doctor, and she's getting an ultrasound, and the baby's heartbeat can be seen, and then they think it's appendicitis. Which, appendicitis is scary. My friend has had it before. She had to get her appendix taken out, emergency surgery. And I one time thought I had it, but it turned out to be kidney stones, which are even
scary.
More painful.
Yeah.
So it's not a cool thing that anybody, let alone a pregnant woman, needs to be going through.
Well, and you've got to give her credit for allowing the cameras to keep rolling.
Oh, no kidding.
Because she's, like, so committed to the show. That, like, if that was me, I'd be like, get those cameras out of here. But she doesn't even, I mean, she's so used to it, too. But I like that she, if she opens up her life to the show, she puts it all out there.
I thought you were going to say something.
Opens her legs to the world.
That's in the past.
I guess she has
proven that she's comfortable on camera. But so I love the line where she's like, if labor is this bad, I will hang myself.
And like her friend and her mom are just looking at her like, oh my God, like, I think she might be serious. Like,
put this girl on suicide watch. I thought it was kind of cute though when you see that Rob and Courtney are concerned about Kim and they call her, and I think was that her assistant that answered.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this family is so involved in her life. Danica is dying
on
us. Drink some water.
A little while. Yeah, I do like tour guiding and hosting. I talk all the time, so my throat's always just terrible. Excuse me.
It's okay. We'll get through this.
At least it's not appendicitis or pregnancy.
So it was something with her blood count. And I don't really get any of those.
Well, no, she had an infection. She had an infection in her stomach, and so she started taking antibiotics, and that's what got her better, but still, she also needs to, like, pump the brakes and slow down.
I mean, and it's dangerous to operate on pregnant people, too, so that's
so
scary. Yeah, so
it was good that it wasn't appendicitis, because then they don't have to operate. So good. No, we're happy that Kim is safe and everything, and just, look, she's eating that pink berry right now. I still want it.
She eats the best food. Every time she's eating on the show, I get so hungry.
Probably because the time we
It makes me mad because she's always eating really delicious food that's unhealthy, but she still looks good.
Well, she's pregnant, so she can eat whatever
she
wants.
She can do whatever she wants. Unlike Rob. Rob.
No pink berry for you.
I know, Rob. Maybe just the berries. I don't know. We didn't talk about this when we were talking about the guns, but just a side note, when Courtney and Scott had anal beads in their stove and they go to turn it on.
Side note.
I just saw anal beads written down on my sheet. It's so funny. Cause that's exactly what you would like. I wouldn't even I wouldn't even be shocked if I opened up their stove and saw anal beads.
Well, no, it was Chloe and Courtney playing a joke on Scott, which is the funniest. I love Chloe, and I love her relationship with Scott. I'm glad that they're friends now.
I know. But I kind of like it when they hate each other, too.
They probably have so many sex toys in that house, because I feel like there's been so many episodes where they buy them as jokes.
Well, she strapped on a dildo a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. She was hopping around with it, chasing him.
Well, that was about it for this episode. We got Kimmy's okay. And
yeah, so her deposition happened, and Chris didn't show up.
Which sucks.
Which I don't really get what happens at a deposition.
I don't either.
So they're officially divorced now?
Yeah, they are now, but not... I'm sure they'll cover it on the show.
They were officially divorced in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their divorce was finalized. It's probably like triple the amount of time they were actually married with their whole divorce process, so...
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So before we get into news and gossip, we want to remind you guys to go to cerealbuddies.com. You can spell it like the killer way or like the cereal. Learned that. Kind of cool. And click the link to download Cereal Buddies. It's made by the people here at AfterBuzz, and all the proceeds go back into AfterBuzz, and it's how we can keep the lights on and keep doing all these free podcasts for you guys to listen to. And it's a really good movie. It's like $4 or $5 on iTunes right now, but it's got Maria Menounos is in it, Kathy Lee Gifford, Beth Barris from Two Broke Girls. The list goes on and on and on, and it's hilarious. It's like a Cereal Buddy comedy, and if you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Absolutely
go check it out.
Are we gonna get into some news and gossip?
I think there's a baby on board.
Oh my goodness,
the big news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Kimye
was born on
and
Saturday.
Happy Father's Day, Kanye West, first time dad.
I know.
Well, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That we
know. I'm like,
You know there's some babies out there.
Mamas. Yeah, so Kim gave birth to her miracle baby, as they're calling her, on Saturday in Los Angeles. Kanye was by her side. So I hope maybe he'll make an appearance on the show.
Because he canceled an appearance to be with her on Friday night. Because she was having pains. And he's supposed to promote his new album, Yeezus. Jesus with the Y. And he canceled them for her because the baby was 5 weeks early, right?
Yeah, 5 weeks early. And Kim's, there's not much information out about it right now, but Chloe tweeted this Sunday evening, "I cannot even begin to describe the miracle that is now part of our family. Mommy and baby are healthy and resting. We appreciate all the love. More info will come when the time is right." So... it sucks having to wait for the name and forever all the information, but, you know, we do need to respect their privacy, and, it's kind of a fun Father's Day gift for Kanye and for the whole family. So.
Well, I know I've been dying to know the name, and a lot of people think it's going to have to start with a K, so if you guys at home have any names you think it's going to be or you think it should be sure to tweet us, because we're curious what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, and majority of, like, a couple of the articles I did read said that they are pretty sure it does start with a K. So.
Okay.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be mad. Warning.
I would be happy if it doesn't start with a K, but it's East and West, I will be happy.
Yeah, I would love that.
I love the name
Easton. Do you
think
they're trying to wait to say it on the show?
I don't think they will be able to.
It's going to get leaked. Long, I think.
Like, I mean, freaking Kanye's album got leaked, so the baby's name will get leaked. Everything gets leaked.
Everything gets
leaked. In the meantime, Kanye's got this whole cheating scandal going on. Which so is... this girl, do you have some stuff on that, too?
I don't have anything on that, but this horrible girl who does look like Kim has been saying that Kanye has slept with her Kim was pregnant.
Well, now she just retracted that statement.
Oh.
Today. And now she's saying, oh, this is before Kim ever came around, but Kanye's a Romeo. You can never trust him. So now she's like, so she said, like, oh, I hooked up with Kanye while he was with Kim. But now she's like, oh, no, I lied. It was before that. That's, poor Danica.
I'm sorry.
It's a real shame. I saw that and I was just like, oh, that's the last thing Kim really needs. And
I don't think it's true. I feel I like don't these either. Girls are like just
they
fame
just lie
hungry.
For attention. Yeah.
I mean, didn't one chick say a while ago that she had Justin Bieber's baby? Like
that was
like,
so
come on.
Ridiculous. Like, probably the same.
He was 13 when you conceived that child.
If that happened now, we would believe her, but not me.
But yeah, so congratulations, Kim and Kanye and family, and happy Father's
so
Day
exciting.
To Bruce and Kanye and to Scott as well, and Lamar.
I read this article on BuzzFeed today about like the baby, and it's like, dear baby, there's going to be strange men taking your picture. Your daddy got famous because he's a rapper. Your mommy got famous for making adult videos, and it's just like introducing the baby to the world. It's on BuzzFeed. It's hilarious.
That's really funny. I feel like Kim and Kanye should have kind of a Courtney Scott relationship where they're not married, since Kim has been married so many times.
I agree.
And it hasn't worked. I feel like they should do like the boyfriend, girlfriend, family situation.
Do you know what was kind of cool that I did read about, where Kim actually gave birth in the same room that Courtney gave
Aww.
Birth in?
Oh, that's so cute.
It's kind of cute.
Very
special
cute.
Special little place in Cedar Sinai. Anyways, that's it for your news and gossip today.
We'll get into some predictions.
Da-da-da.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to go first? I'll go. I want to see more Khloé.
Me too. She's my favorite.
I think Khloé's everyone's favorite Kardashian. She needs to be part of the plotline. I said this before, but I want to see Khloé confront the Khloé and Lamar cheating scandal.
I definitely want to see more Khloé too, and more Courtney.
Yeah.
More of the three main Kardashian girls,
less
Bruce Brody
yes.
side stuff going on. So hopefully that's in the mix for the future.
I think, I feel like recently every season of the Kardashians has ended with a pregnancy.
That's
so
true.
I'm hoping either Khloé is going to be lucky enough to get pregnant, or I think Courtney will get knocked up again. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm.
Third time. Well, no, maybe they'll get married then.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That'd be
fun.
I would love
cool.
a Courtney
I feel
Scott
like
wedding.
Scott's proposed like 8 times on the show, and she keeps saying no.
So sad.
Poor thing.
They almost got married in the very beginning in Vegas.
Oh,
do you
remember
that? Like a long time ago. What if they did?
They would have been divorced.
That would have been.
I know. It's probably better this way.
It's better this way.
We could talk about this all day, but we'll continue the conversation on Twitter. Where can they follow you guys?
You can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy. Same thing for Instagram, Facebook. Find me on there.
And you can find me at KeatonM33.
And I'm at Jason Eichler on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, all the good stuff. And we will see you guys back in here next week.
Have a great night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.